This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
In the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas. Transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Owen Schroyer's coming up in the next segment. He had his own YouTube channel, and it just got deleted because Media Matters tattled on it and said, oh, look, Alex Jones popped in for 5 minutes on his show. He's not allowed on YouTube. That's not what they said. They said those channels where I was established are taken down. You can't, under federal or state law or anywhere else, have a media system or anything else where they say an individual is banned from a public commons like that. But that's the illusion they're trying to pitch with the global social score. But first, let's go to this important report we call BS on Lester Holt.
Twitter's CEO is standing by the company's decision to put InfoWars' Alex Jones on a 7-day suspension. This comes after Jones urged his Twitter followers to ready their battle rifles, as he put it, against the media in a video posted to the site.
Alex Jones on Twitter posted this week what essentially is a video calling for people to get their battle rifles ready against the media.
People need to have their battle rifles and everything ready, their bedsides. You gotta be ready.
Saying it's time to act, it's gotta be done now. Move criminally against people.
It's time politically and economically and judiciously and legally and criminally to move against these people. It's got to be done now.
It sent a chill up my spine. How about yours?
It did. I mean, there's a number of actions that we believe help a call to incitement to violence. And those are the things that we need to make sure that we're taking action on.
Now is the time to act on the mainstream media. And he says, get the battle rifles ready.
I didn't say that.
That incites violence. Free speech does not protect inciting violence.
This is an emergency message to President Trump, to Congress, and to anyone that supports free speech in this country. The Democratic Party is now calling for all Republicans, all patriots, including the president, to be deplatformed from Google, Facebook, Twitter, Apple, you name it.
And Jones is hardly their only target, that's for sure. Virtually every day, the big tech companies censor someone else whose political opinions they disagree with.
Facebook censor our free speech, and shame on the ones that don't even see that we have been censored.
This is a new super political class that operate as the judiciary and as the police and as the prison guards to control our lives. This is classical authoritarianism.
For many on the left, the view seems to have become that if you can't beat them, prevent them from speaking.
You've taken action against him in this instance. What is it? Can you tell us what it is?
I believe we put him in a timeout.
Alex Jones is not an eighth grader who got busted smoking in the bathroom.
Right.
Like, it's just not. I mean, he's a guy who is, you
or
know,
someone who
fueling alt-right conspiracy theories. And
it's actually amazing.
Battle right.
That this is what caused the ban and not everything that Alex Jones has done before.
It seems minor compared to the implications of someone suggesting a call to arms against a particular group, in this case, the media.
I didn't say use weapons on the media. I don't want them to have weapons used on them. That'll make them victims. I'm worried they're going to false flag and stage something on themselves. And then they're going to send Antifa out to all our houses, which they're doxing everybody saying they are. And I said, defensively, be prepared to defend yourself. And they say that is inciting violence. No, it's not.
Send a chill up my spine.
I'm getting chills right now. He said, come with the battle rifles. Engage in criminal activity. And I said, use the judicial system legally and lawfully and go after the criminal.
They have got to get a lid on this.
And the idea of martyrdom, it's also probably interesting, but it will be interesting to see who rallies around his cause. Let's remember, Donald Trump has appeared on his show.
The president also entering the fray. Today he said, quote, I won't mention names, but when they take certain people off of Twitter or Facebook and they're making that decision, that is really a dangerous thing because it could be you tomorrow.
And we're also standing up to social media censorship. That's the new thing.
Trump's election and Alex Jones's popularity are merely symptoms of a corrupt and failed status quo. People know what's true. They can smell it. You can't stop them from knowing that.
But this isn't about Alex Jones. This is about freedom.
Mr. President, you don't want to look like you're after the press of the First Amendment. You're letting them butcher the press of the First Amendment. Oh, but you don't want to look authoritarian and stand up to them. They're authoritarian. They're a clear and present danger.
We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us with more. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
There is an extremely powerful video that we posted to InfoWars.com, and I'm going to upload it to Twitter in the next hour or so. And it's what I really said on that banned Twitter video where Antifa said they were coming to people's houses to be violent. And I said, folks should be ready to defend themselves if they come to attack you, like they did Congressman Scalise, or like when they came and broke the ribs of Rand Paul. Everyone knows the last thing I want is violence. Everyone knows I'm worried that the media is hyping it up to stage events against themselves or provocateur it to then say that they've got to shut down the rest of the press. They're saying the president, when he counters their lies, is calling for violence against them and trying to shut down the press. When the fake corporate press, the New York Times, the Washington Post, CNN, MSNBC, Media Matters, are all organized and deplatforming as flaggers on YouTube, on Facebook, on Google, on all of it. And so if they say the sky's red when it's blue, it's supposedly the truth, but it's all a fraud. When you see the Young Turks, named after the genocidal organization that murdered 1.5 million Christians in Turkey, literally, saying, Alex Jones says, quote, attack the media. There's no video. There's no quote, because it's a lie. Now they have U.S. senators all over the news, Democrats saying, take me off the air, I'm calling for violence, but they never show it. These people are liars. The video. We call BS Lester Holt caught in blatant lie about Alex Jones. And that's a powerful name, but we might just want to call it total proof the media is framing Alex Jones with violence. And then trying to have me silenced, trying to steal my First Amendment while they try to silence me. It's incredible. And folks, it gets even crazier. It's like that ABC News footage of the kid punching the adult in the face 4 times so he pushes him down. Forbes and others ran with it, that I beat up a kid and been taken off the internet, and it's not true. But even when Forbes retracted it, they didn't care, and I was removed off post. Do you understand how dangerous this is? Well, just watch the video and make up your mind for yourself. And I've decided I'm going to re-upload to InfoWars.com because we actually have a copy of it. It's not even on the web now. That entire 25-minute message to the president, an emergency message to the president about how they're planting a false flag against the media to blame us and how violence is not the answer, but that they're going to try to get violent. And it's such a powerful video. They went, what do we do? Well, we take this. And they got lawyers that do this. They go, just say that you called for violence and put it out, run it, say it, get him taken down. People say, well, go to court, fight them, sue them. Well, I've got the law firms set up, and we've got the battle plans, and later I'm going to go over this. Social media deplatforming, federal action, presidential commission, presidential executive orders. And the president is preparing orders, so I went and commissioned law firms. And we are just preparing all of this. We've already gotten one report to the president. Now, I know this has gotten to the hands of those that say it's getting to the president, so he may have already gotten it, but I'm going to make sure this goes up on the site today so you can give it to all your members of Congress. I'm going to get it in a bunch of members of Congress' hands. I'm going to have couriers deliver it to every congressional office next week. And so you're not going to shut me up, George Soros and David Brock and CNN. You're not shutting crap up. And you're not shutting the American people up. Guys, did you cue up the clip of Trump we played yesterday from Tuesday night where he talked about the deplatforming of InfoWars? And now it's not going to be tolerated and how we have to accept everybody's voices and then figure it out for ourselves. We have that, please? Here it is.
And we're also standing up to social media censorship. That's the new thing. That's the new thing. You know, I'd rather have fake news like CNN. I would rather have fake news. It's true. Than have anybody, including liberals, socialists, anything, than have anybody stopped and censored. You gotta live, we gotta live with it. We gotta get used to it. We gotta live with fake news. There's too many sources. Every one of us is sort of like a newspaper. You have Twitter, you have whatever you have, Facebook. But everyone, you can't have censorship. You can't pick one person and say, well, we don't like what he's been saying, he's out. So we'll live with fake news. I mean, I hate to say it.
Talking about CNN,
but we have no choice because that's by far the better alternative. You can't have people saying censorship because you know what? It can turn around. It can be them next. It could be them next.
They're going for broke. Now, Owen Schroyer joins us. We're going to get into this powerful Mark Dice video that illustrates how we all on Twitter and other places have hundreds of times the viewers and reach of a Brian Stelter or a Cuomo, and that's why they're begging to have a shutdown. It's so outrageous. It'd be bad enough if they were number one and trying to crush some little guy, but it's just losers, and their ratings are down 24 points year after year. They have like 100,000 viewers on some of their larger shows. They are a total fraud. They are a total joke. And now, again, if you just tuned in, here's Media Matters. We'll punch that article up. Here it is, how Alex Jones is circumventing his Facebook ban. And they said, and YouTube bans. They sent it to YouTube and said, look, he's on Owen Schroyer's show. He's not allowed to be on anybody's show. That's what the unwritten thing they're putting out. That is serious racketeering, totally illegal. And so Facebook didn't bite on that because Owen's got his own Facebook and stuff like that he had before he was even here. But his own YouTube channel that he had with Roger Stone, now, and by the way, it wasn't like, oh, I need to get on Owen's show, and oh, that YouTube was so big. The average video probably has 5,000 views. I was walking through there and saw Roger on, and we had some fun. It wasn't like, oh, let me get to an audience. I'm on over 200 radio stations, over 400 TV stations, over 100 cable systems, and growing 20, 30 stations a week, okay? I can go on as many radio shows as I want. I can reach 10 million people like that all over the place. There's thousands of videos about InfoWars. It's blown up in your face. So if you think that little YouTube channel, and I'm not mad that Owen had it, he had a couple. He said, can I do shows on my own? Can I do stuff from my house? I said, dude, I love it. Do all you want. So he still does shows himself from his apartment. When he got here like a couple years ago, he said, can I keep? I said, of course you can. So the point is that they find where all our feeds go, and they go, oh, look, we found him again. Just 5 years ago, people would absolutely flip out on anybody that called for censorship like this, but now they just do it. And who is Media Matters? George Soros. So Owen joins us, so we got the notice, but they didn't say, oh, Media Matters says get rid of you. They said, oh, you showed violence. It's not in a documentary form. Well, we're the news. The news is allowed to show violence. We show stuff that's been on the news, but we're not going to show it here just to really upset them because they want to show it and take us off Twitter. Everybody else can show the black-on-white crime. Everybody else can show the South African farmers being killed, you know, just their dead bodies. But we're not allowed to because it's violence for violence's sake. That's right. So this is the selective enforcement, and it was a bunch of that stuff that Owen was showing yesterday. And so we've got the letter here that you're now deplatformed, Owen, you and Roger Stone from the channel you guys set up. It's a little side channel. So here we go again, my friend.
Well, it was probably going to happen eventually no matter what. I'm not sure exactly what they decided to strike us down for today. Was it showing the racial violence that is being fomented by people like Tariq Nasheed? Was it when I started to talk about the WikiLeaks emails and how that led to Pizzagate? Or was it because Alex Jones comes on the channel? Or was it because they were just waiting to shut us down and they just used all of it as an excuse? But you are, you know, the first unhuman, Alex, and it's starting to kind of get to other reaches of the internet now, so more people are going to be awoke by it. But, you know, it's funny. I was talking to John Harmon today, and he was just like, hey, you know, how are you doing? I was like, oh, you know, just getting personal threats. My family's getting threats. Just got banned off YouTube. Just a regular day in the info war. And then you have the mainstream media like Brian Stelter go and whine and complain about how they're victims of Trump and they're victims of violence when nobody's doing any violence against them. You don't have 600 documented cases of Bernie supporters or Hillary supporters being harassed and assaulted in the streets of America. You do have that for Trump supporters, but the media is not going to cover that. So they're just trying to spin off everything now, Alex. And you have
so they say we're censoring them. They're calling for violence on us, so they say it on them. I can't believe they say I called for battle rifles on the media, never said it.
So you have Boston Globe report a bomb threat last week, which the FBI did not validate. And then you had Ken Vogel of the New York Times put some weird voicemail that he got that he said was a threat to him, which I'm doubting that too. Sorry, Ken. Seems a little strange that all of a sudden you're getting these threatening voicemails.
They are committed to lie. Let's come back and talk about it. Yeah, suddenly the week they say hundreds of editorials, Trump's going to be violent to us, suddenly they get all these threats. Absolutely. I believe they're doing it all to themselves. They are sick and evil anti-American scum trying to bring this country down. We'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process peroxide. Extendivite 7 Herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the most banned, most censored, most demonized, most hunted, most persecuted broadcast in the world. The Democratic Party, the big corporations, no one wants to watch them. No one. CNN has the lowest ratings of anything on cable. Their average show less than 100,000 viewers. So how are they going to respond? How are they going to do it? They are going to go out with Media Matters, the Democratic Party, and go around and bully the Internet to take everyone off air to set the precedent that anybody popular, from Paul Joseph Watson to Joe Rogan to PewDiePie, will be taken off. And people that don't stand up against this and who go along with it, well, they will end up getting shut down. So I salute PewDiePie. I salute Matt Drudge. I salute all the other great folks that have been out there telling the truth. Tucker Carlson. They get what's happening. This is classic authoritarianism. Bill Maher gets it. He at least gets that. But now here we are. Owen Schroyer, I want to play part of this Mark Dice report. We were talking about this morning about how here is Stelter with his average tweet maybe getting 15, 20, 30, 100 retweets. I mean, it's joke level. He's pushed everywhere in the New York Times. He's pushed everywhere on CNN. And then there he is begging. I mean, it's really what he said that Mark Dice voiced over it to make it even more, you know, Crispy the Clown or Chuckles the Clown sounding. And it's just so hilarious, except the big corporations that are working together have said, hey, this guy says take you off, you're off the air. This self-appointed, self-anointed little monster is the epitome of anti-American danger. So let's go ahead and roll some of Mark Dice talking about it.
If you look at the feed of someone like CNN's Chris Cuomo, for example, who has a primetime show on the network, most of his tweets get between 100 and 300 likes. Just looking at a few recent random ones here, this one has 182 likes. Here's a couple more, 279, 136. You get the point. Let's compare that to a few of my most recent tweets, which I posted on my laptop here in my kitchen. Oh, wow, that one has 11,000 likes. This one, 1.4 thousand, 2.8, 14,000, 4.5, 1.2, 3.9. You get the point. So nobody cares what CNN's Chris Cuomo is tweeting about. And fewer people care what little Brian Stelter is tweeting. Here, he just said his brand new newsletter is out and 15 people liked it. Here's a clip from his show yesterday. 130 likes. Another tweet from him, 168 likes. You get the point. We're crushing them. Which is why Jack Dorsey admitted in his interview with Brian that they're considering hiding the follower counts and even removing the like button.
What is the timeline for reexamining how you show follower counts or the use of the like button?
You know, we're looking and thinking about all these things right now. We've definitely had conversations about them.
But would you say, like, by the end of the year, there's going to be those fundamental changes to Twitter?
I worry about a time frame like that because we also need to take into consideration we're a small company.
A small company? Hey, Jack, that's funny because Forbes has your personal net worth at over $5 billion. Do you guys remember about 10 years ago when a bunch of celebrities like Ashton Kutcher, Oprah Winfrey, Britney Spears, and others were making headlines because they were having a contest to see who could get to a million Twitter followers first? It's not that Twitter was this organically amazing new social media service. Its popularity was astroturfed and funded by big money in Silicon Valley to make it one of the mainstream social media services. And now because ordinary people like you and me have been dominating on these platforms and crushing the mainstream media, they're scrambling to try to shut us down.
Go to MarkDice.com to find more of his great commentary, work, books, t-shirts, you name it. But that's, it's all right there. And then imagine, you're already prisoners in these boxes that are there to psychologically control you in these social media networks. They admit they're meant to capture you. They had Sean Parker go public about it. It's very immoral. It brain damages people. That's in all the studies. But now you're in a prison without even buttons. You can't even Pavlovianly say, I like this, I don't like that, I want to... No, it's like, you will get this. You will get Brian Stelter and like it! I mean, this is unbelievable. Owen, wow. And then to have these very people be the judge, jury, and executioner lobbying everywhere. Hey, listen, it'd be like if I wasn't being the NFL and I weighed 100 pounds and I was a meth head and I showed up at the, let's say, the New England Patriots tryouts and I said, no, don't let that 280-pound all-star linebacker who's got 3 Super Bowl wins try out. That's not fair. He's a racist. I'm going to be your linebacker or your quarterback. I'm going to be a lineman at the YN, and I can't hardly walk, but it's okay because I get them off the field. Or you, no one watches my show, but I want everyone else taken down, and I said so. Owen, this is pretty pathetic, isn't it?
Well, it is that old schoolyard dynamic where the big loser on the field at recess or practice, you know, takes their ball and goes home or just quits because they can't win.
But he's trying to take our ball and go home.
Yeah. They'll take everyone's ball and they'll tear up your field too and call it their own while they're pissing on it and you know, all the other stuff that they do on it. But, you know, let's stay in that same vein, Alex. You know, when you hired me, which was just over 2 years ago, I came out of a professional in the sports media, okay? So just if you want to see how pathetic and failing mainstream news really is, just look at where I've come from in 2 years in professional political media, where now, Alex, if I go on YouTube, and this is probably another reason why they wanted to ban the War Room show, if we upload the War Room, the full War Room show to YouTube now, last night, within an hour, it had 5,000 views, within an hour.
So that's with almost no subscribers. On the Alex Jones channel, you had over 300 million views. You had videos with 25 million views, 30 million views on Facebook. They already deleted all those before they banned us. So they fear you.
But look, that's what I'm saying. If somebody like Mark Dice, and he always references this, can sit in his kitchen and have more power than Brian Stelter, who sits in a multi-million dollar studio with multi-million dollar ad deals.
This was you and Roger Stone made this a separate account. So this is your account because I came on for 5 minutes. It's banned because Media Matters tattled and went, look, he's on there. Our Nazi collaborator owner wants him off the air. So we want him off. I want you to finish the segment in Stelter voice, please.
I've actually had Brian on. Can we get Brian back up here, guys?
No, I don't go on the Alex Jones show anymore. Last time I went on the Alex Jones show, I was ridiculed. I was called Pennywise. My stature and size and shiny chrome dome was all insulted, and so I'm not going back on the Alex Jones show. But I will tell you this,
Subway guy, which I do.
I will tell you that they tried to cast me for Pennywise in the latest film, It. Steven Spielberg's It. They tried to cast me for Pennywise.
That wouldn't make me mad.
I couldn't do Pennywise, though.
Would you trust me with your children? You don't trust me? Why does no one watch me? You don't like me? The executives like me. I'm like them.
You're going to float in the end, Alex.
We all
gonna float in the air.
We're gonna get shadow banned, and when it's all over, only I'm gonna be on the air. Little Brian,
I don't have time. I don't have time. Okay, I don't have time to be Pennywise because I'm too busy making sure that people like Alex Jones are deplatformed. That's my job now.
I have no time to sleep because all I do is try to control everything because no one likes me. Why don't they like me? I hate America, and I want to take your guns, and I want to babysit your kids, and help me run things. It's okay, hold on. We're going to have the two Brian Stelters. When we come back, interview John McAfee. We'll be right back with Owen Schroyer. I'm Brian Stelter reporting from the Control Freak Communist News Network. Don't criticize me or I'll have you banned.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on the Alex Jones Show.
Hi, everybody. I'm Brian Stelter, and I decide who and who can't go on the internet now. Is that clear? I just got Owen Troyer taken off his YouTube channel. And the good folks at Media Matters, funded by George Soros, they've been going around saying no one can have Alex Jones on now. That's not authoritarian at all. Mark Dice was pointing out that I only get a few retweets. He gets tens of thousands, and so does Alex Jones. And Owen Troyer, that's why it needs to be taken down. And I agree. I'm actually Owen Schroyer, who got in the time machine and came back as Brian Stelter. I'm not Anton LaVey, and I'm not Leo Zagami, no. Everything's fine. Actually, I am Anton LaVey from heaven, and I was broadcasting down here, but I still lie a little bit. Let's actually go to the real Brian Stelter. Can we put him back on screen? And then I guess let Owen Schroyer talk to him. Owen, go ahead. Be Mr. Stelter now.
Well, I just wanted to ask Brian a question. Brian, why do you want to get InfoWars banned so much?
Well, you see, it's not fair that someone like Alex Jones, who is much better looking than me, has a family that loves him, has a whole crew of people that loves him, has friends that care about him, has an audience that will always support him. It's not fair that Alex Jones gets to exist and compete with someone like me, who's ugly, not just physically, but also mentally and spiritually hideous. And a lot of people say I remind them of Pennywise Stelter, but who's my uncle? But I just think it's not fair that Alex Jones is allowed to have a platform, and then I'm supposed to compete with that. So you have to be banned, Owen, and you're next too. You got to be banned, and David Knight, and if you guys, and Roger Stone, and Mark Dice, and anyone else who's obviously much better looking than me, has a much higher IQ, they must be banned. This is not fair. I am a journalist. I am a newsman. I am a newsman, damn it.
And by the way,
my news must be high.
Don't criticize me or I'll file bullying complaints. I'm only trying to smother your speech and defaming you and lying and saying you're calling for violence. I'm only engaged in all sorts of horrible things and working with, you know, Media Matters to ban people. So you have to lay down to me. I deserve, as Legacy Media, to make you watch me, and it's going to happen.
Oh, you know what's so great about this moment right now, Alex, is that Brian Stelter is actually probably listening and crying.
Well, look,
we should call him Crying Stelter.
Well, the bottom line is this guy has absolutely raped our free speech along with the rest of CNN and that fellow he works with over there at Media Matters, and this is dangerous. And the president's going to take action, but and to ride shotgun with us, I want to bring John McAfee, famous computer programmer and inventor of McAfee software, worked at NASA before that. And he joins us, and he's put some tweets out and pointed out this really is a conspiracy against my free speech. And top law firms, I've talked to four different ones, and I've got some ready to sue, you know, antitrust for free. I've got others who've written reports to the president that we're getting to the president, social media deplatforming, the federal action that's being prepared, and, of course, expanding on that. We've got the presidential commission. And all the things, the executive orders that are being prepared. So, but we're 75 days out from this, John McAfee. I mean, this is the stuff you read about in history books in Nazi Germany or Soviet Russia, in my view. I mean, is this not the big move? Well, they're not even just saying I'm deplatformed now. They're saying don't have Jones on or we'll deplatform you. I mean, this is the unpersoning. This is the Chinese global social score they now admit's coming here. I mean, this is unbelievable.
Well, you know, first of all, I like your beard. I didn't even know you had one. But on one of the prior shows that I did with you, I pointed out that this was likely to happen, that the social media companies would end up being the conservators of truth, as they define it, and be the mass censors. But here's the issue. If somebody says Chinese fairies have flown into the ears of all the congressmen and they're now controlling them, how the hell do you know that's not true? Please, God, who is going to say that's absolutely not true? I've seen stranger things. So I stood up for you. I lost, by the way, 15,000 followers for standing up for you. But I do stand up for my friends, Alex.
Well, you were standing up for yourself, too.
Oh, I do stand up for me. I promise you that.
But I'm saying if we don't all stand together on the First Amendment, even Bill Maher's got that right, we're going to lose everything.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And again, I warned about this. I've warned lots of people. Trust me, social media platforms are going to be the censors, the definers of truth and what's acceptable for us to look at, listen to, and read. It's insane.
They admit that it's the social engineering arms, and Jack Dorsey admits that. He goes, we believe our social engineering will make Alex Jones behave and stop saying kill people. But I didn't say that. So, they even base it on a lie.
Well, nothing's going to make you behave, nor me, Alex. I know that for a fact. But listen, we do have to stand together. You know, I have a suggestion for you. If you want to stick it to the man, why don't you start your own cryptocurrency, the Alex Jones coin? You have a radical following. I promise you, every one of your followers are going to buy it and start your own financial system within America. Stick it to the network.
Well, I'll tell you this. I've stayed out of the cryptocurrencies because I didn't want to bet on the wrong thing or tell people to. But now they've succeeded in becoming the new dominant thing out there. This has really got to freak the globalist out.
Well, yeah, and it should. The banks, the Fed, and how are governments going to collect taxes if you can't tell what a person's income was, what they spent, what they received? And with cryptocurrency, especially the privacy coins, the government cannot tell.
Well, we'll talk about that some in the next segment. But let me just get to this, and Owen Shore is riding shotgun with us. Why do you think they're accelerating it all now? Because it seems like a big risky thing. The president says he's going to take action against it. How do you think the president should take action against it? Because I'm not bragging. We've already gotten things into his hands, as the media now knows, with horror. And I'm not going to get into the details of that, but he is absolutely now receiving our research. We have top law firms getting him information. What do you, as a smart guy, think we should do?
Well, here's the issue. People are sensing that Trump is weakening, which is absolutely not true. I've never seen a stronger president. And they're taking every opportunity to diss what they view is the Trump policies, the Trump beliefs, the right wing, conservatism, the whole thing. And I think by making an example of you, and they'll get around to making an example of me. I'm no less vocal than you. I just have fewer followers. You know, I have 800,000 to worry about. And they'll get around to everybody that does not conform to the political correct view of what life is, what our government is, and how happy we all are.
I tell you, though, it's a bold move for them to launch this. Why do you think they picked me first? I think it's because they demonized me first. They thought they could misrepresent what I said and done. But I think it's blown up in their face. And I'm not just saying that to put perfume or lipstick on a pig. I mean, 10 times the traffic, 5 times people recognize me in the street, support flooding in, though the enemy attacks are intensifying, so support's more critical than ever. I mean, what do you think they're going to do next?
Well, you asked why they picked you. Well, Jesus, Alex, you know why. You are the most in-your-face commentator in America. Thank God. You know, you don't pay, you said. And people hate that. You are the epitome of everything that the left-wing Clinton culture hates about America. And oddly enough, you do have a mixed bag of followers. People either hate you or they love you, Alex. Same with me. Except more people hate me, I think. But yeah, of course you. Who else? You are the one person in America who goes out and says, here it is, in your effing face. Here it is. Of course you.
Well, in a way, I'm honored, but I just love the listeners supporting us through this. But it's been a hell of a fight. I want to come back and get Owen Schroyer's take on this and your take. And just let's get into cryptocurrency because, man, it is now, the biggest thing in the world. And they say, oh, it's just all digital. Well, their stuff's all digital. So how do you think this shakes out as well? And then we have, coming up later in the next hour, Pastor Rodney Howard, who's formerly from South Africa, to talk about the mass extermination of whites and our liberal media telling Trump, hey, let the whites stay there and be killed. They deserve it. Whites deserve to die. That's liberal, didn't you know? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I do not not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Sanders here, back live. As I told you, white people don't know what it's like to be poor.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Yes, white people don't know what it's like to be poor, and Molly Tibbetts doesn't know what it's like when an illegal alien kills her.
You think, oh, well, that's a sick joke. No, it's not a sick joke. You've got Pocahontas. You've got MSNBC hosts saying, oh, big deal, this lady is important. So she got kidnapped, tortured, and, you know, raped and murdered. The real thing's the children and being separated from their parents. It's all made up. It's been going on for 50 years. The little girl didn't get separated from her mother. But here's what they hate. CNN says it's racist to show the illegal alien, but we'll show it, being led in handcuffs in after killing the woman. So it's totally sick. Now, John McAfee is our guest here, riding shotgun summer of the next hour, covering the waterfront. I wanted to play a clip here of the president yesterday and get his take on this, pointing out that the reason they want to impeach him and the reason they're pushing all this is because he's popular, the country's coming back somewhat, and they want to change the subject of that, and I agree. And then he said he thinks, that this morning on Fox and Friends, that if they were able to remove him, it'd probably tank the economy. We're getting some of the best numbers ever seen. I want to get his take, A, on what the president said, and B, what he thinks will happen to the economy if they try to take him out, and what type of backlash that'll stir in the American people, because this is confirmed from Jack Posobiec now, what Stone got from high-level sources. They're preparing to indict Donald Trump Jr. So let's go ahead and go to that clip of El Presidente.
I guess it says something like high crimes and all. I don't know how you can impeach somebody who's done a great job. I'll tell you what, if I ever got impeached, I think the market would crash. I think everybody would be very poor.
And then there's some other clips where he points out when he was in another rally what's unfolding there. So John McAfee, what do you think of that?
Well, absolutely, the market would crash. We would be in a world of hurt because if he's impeached, what comes next? People dislike Trump because he is successful. He does not bow down to convention. He doesn't listen to anybody's advice except his own. In other words, he is his own man with his own self-confidence, and he acts on it. People hate that. People hate confident, successful people. And Trump is the epitome of a confident, successful person. Now, they're not going to impeach him. It can't possibly succeed. And pray to God we get some sanity back in this country. I mean, if you look at our social media, for example, they say, well, we're private companies. You avoided our policies. Aren't there things called monopolies anymore? I mean, is not YouTube sort of a monopoly? Is not Facebook the monopoly of tweets, of short messages? Please, God. I mean, let's get real here. They do have an obligation to not just their users, but to the country, to our culture, to try to toe the line of balance, and that's not happening. So they're not going to succeed. They're not going to succeed. And I have full confidence in Trump. Number one, he's much smarter than people gave him credit for. He's more devious, thank God. And he's a very experienced person in negotiating, in business, in finance. This is exactly what we need.
I agree with you. Adding this point, we've had top law firms look at this, but the companies have argued this themselves. The left is all over the news saying, these are the electronic commons. We must shut Jones down from the commons. He's too dangerous. Not because I'm a bad person, but because it's too popular, as Tucker Carlson said. But coming up next hour, I want to go over this with you, Sean. This is from a top law firm. We'll be announcing some things very, very soon. But social media deplatforming, federal action laid out to the president, and there's larger indexes that are going to be going to the president, presidential commission, executive orders, the ways to take action. It's all right here in these reports. So I'm going to be going over all of this more with you some in the next hour. Plus, you've been a top executive and a businessman, a smart guy. You can give us some of your angles and takes. But John McAfee's here, obviously. Owen Schroyer, you just got deplatformed off your own YouTube channel because I came on for 5 minutes. I mean, this is a trillion percent absolutely criminal. And they say it's because we showed violent things. No, Media Matters reported it, and it's because I was on there. So it shows how they can't even get their propaganda lined up. What do you think this is all ahead of?
Well first of it's all, either... Go ahead, John.
Okay, no, I was going to say that is not violence the core of news? I mean, do you want to watch... People don't watch things, mom making apple pies. No, they like to see road accidents and mayhem and massacres. This is just human nature. So good God, to say that, oh, you're offering people what the news offers them or what popular magazines offer. Bullshit. Why pick on you? Again, because you are in their face. You are a threat, Alex. End of story.
Well, I've confirmed that they're mad that I'm pointing out that Google and Apple have moved to China and are helping censor there, literally helping arrest people and have them killed. So it shows they have absolutely no morals. They're totally ruthless that Apple owns and leases the worst factories in China at Foxconn on record. And then also I was pointing out that they're planting a false flag against themselves and the media to blame us. I mean, clearly, they're upset about what's being said here. So everybody should know that means the answers to taking them on is being covered by myself and my guest and others. Owen, your comments on that.
Well, I think John McAfee makes an excellent point. Because think about what happened on September 11, 2001. All eyes were on television news all day long. That's what everyone was watching. Millions of people, like John said, violence, big event, tragedy. Everyone goes to the television news. So if they're getting ready to pull some big false flag 9/11 style event, they can't have Alex Jones on air. They can't have InfoWars on air. They can't have these alternative news sources on air, on YouTube, on the internet, because everyone's going to go there now, and they're not going to go turn on the TV to hear what the official narrative is, because they've been lied to by the TV so much. So now they have to cut off. It's like, imagine you're going down a road and you got all these exits for alternative exits and different things, they're shutting all the exits down. They're shutting every exit down, and they're forcing everyone to go down the same pipeline on the official narrative. So it would make sense if they're going to pull some big event, they have to cut out the new news where that has the biggest audience, like the Alex Jones Show, Mark Dice YouTube channel, because they're not going to go along with the official narrative, or at least question it or provide other elements and other facts and other historical references, and they can't control the news that way. They can't control the narrative that way. So it would make sense if there's some big false flag event coming up like a 9/11, they want all the eyes on Fox, CNN, MSNBC, who are going to toe the official narrative no matter what, never question it. Alex Jones, who may question it and provide some other historical analysis, he cannot exist. We have to shut him down before that event. We have to control the narrative.
And they're using the hype of things I didn't say about Sandy Hook to say, oh, look, it's hurtful to question a big public event like 9/11 or Gulf of Tonkin or babies in incubators. Don't do it. I think that's one of the most important things we've said here in a long time. On Target, Owen Schroyer. John McAfee, your take on that.
Well, it actually kind of blew me away with that suggestion. That had not occurred to me that maybe there is a false flag coming up. We know for a fact. I mean, I have good friends within the CIA and have confided in me. Yes, of course, the CIA does create false flags of enormous scope and scale. So we know it happens, and it would make sense. It would make total sense. Of course, why didn't they ban me? Because, you know, I'm as loud as you. I'm just older. I choose my words more carefully.
Wow. Stay right there, both of you. I want you to ride shotgun into the next hour. We have Jack Posobiec of Naval Intelligence. I was never going to say that on air until they blew his cover, but he's a big patriot with the president, some high-level folks, I'll just tell you that. And we had Roger Stone with the breaking news that they're planning to indict Donald Trump Jr. very, very soon. Posobiec has very high-level sources. I'll just leave it at that. And he is upset and has confirmed that that is indeed what is about to happen very, very soon. So tomorrow's news today. We'll be back. Listen, folks, when the big event comes, you got to tell your friends, your family via email, via phone call, however. Come to InfoWars.com. Get the live feeds when the big event comes. Whether it's an attempted assassination of Trump, a nuke going off, planes in the buildings, whatever they're planning, they've been bringing jihadis in and protecting them. McAfee helped expose a huge plan that Obama had down in Belize. I didn't really believe it, and later it came out, was all confirmed with Hezbollah. So, oh, I want to talk to him about that, because Hezbollah's promised sleeper cells to attack Trump in the U.S. He broke that here 4 years ago in studio, and then later it came out in federal documents that it was all true. I mean, I thought he escaped and all that incredible stuff, and it was amazing, but he's like, well, it's because Hezbollah was after me, and Hamas, and Ryerson, and then it later all turned out to be true. So, unbelievable. Of course, if you wanted a jihad attack, do it through Belize, because they hand out passports. So, bottom line, spread the word. This is a huge time to be alive. It's all coming together. We need financial support. We have incredible products. $19.95 bone broth. I got a huge shipment of it. We're selling it at near cost. It's an amazing product. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Get in there. Buy some T-shirts. Knockouts, 40% off the amazing sleep aid. New Ultimate Female Force, 50% off out of the gates. Real Red Pill Plus, now with energy, 50% off. These are incredible deals. Thank you for the support.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.